Hi guys, welcome. We are here today from Stone Valley Recovery. They've been so nice as to have us back to do our daily reflections. I'm here with Brandon and Madison. And today we are reading from 24 Hours a Day, the AA Thought for the Day. We have an allergy to alcohol. The action of alcohol on chronic alcoholics is a manifestation of an allergy. We allergic types can never safely use alcohol in any form at all. We cannot be reconciled to a life without alcohol unless we can experience an entire psychic change. Once this psychic change has occurred, we who seemed doomed, we who had so many problems that we despaired of ever solving them, find ourselves able to control our desire for alcohol. Have I had a psychic change?
I'm always so fascinated with that fact. Yes, I can recover from alcoholism or drug addiction, and I can find myself in a position to control it, the obsession, and just have that lifted, right? But it requires a psychic change. Okay, so how do you have a psychic change? Do you get electro shock therapy? You know, like, how is that supposed to happen? And taking a step back and looking at the program that AA has given us, it's designed so we can clear out all that ache and pain that resides in us, in our hearts, in our minds, and we can see through a fresh pair of eyes. You know, and it's a completely 360 on perspective.
Yeah.
Right, because when you don't have all this stuff weighing you down, and it might not seem realistic or possible, but it is, you know, and you don't have all this stuff weighing you down, and you're finally alive again. And things are just okay, and you don't need alcohol.
Yeah.
You don't need drugs, and it's not a matter of choice. You know, my mind can go a million places with this, but somebody else take it.
You know, my sponsor really eased me into the how and why of the program and how things were going to work. And, you know, because if they would have told me that for me to overcome this disease, it would have required a psychic change, if they would have told me that right off the bat, I would have said, okay, well, this isn't for me, you know. I was eased into things. The first thing that I was told when I got here, in essence, was that I was screwed. And I don't think anyone comes to AA on a winning streak at all. But when I first got here, I was told that I had a mental illness, a disease, if you will. And that was a hard pill to swallow myself. You know, I wasn't mentally ill. I was
morally defective.
Yeah, I was mentally ill and morally defective, spiritually bankrupt. However, if you would have told me that I was mentally ill when I got here, I would have said, well, that's not so. That's not so at all. Now, all of my actions and behaviors that I could look back on now, I can say, well, I was really sick. But I didn't think that. I lived in this delusion that I was okay, that all I did was drink because everyone else did. All I did was use drugs. There were so many other people that used drugs. And really, the fact of the matter was is that not that many people used drugs, just all the people that I associated with. So I just thought everyone used drugs and drank because that's what I surrounded myself with. But at any rate, they told me that I suffered from a mental illness, and it wasn't this type of illness that I had to, that required a helmet. You know, like that's not what it required. But they said I suffered from a disease that was an obsession of the mind. It manifested as an allergy in the body.
Right.
And it centered in the mind, but it came from a spiritual malady. And I didn't really understand all of that. But the best way that someone explained it to me, this disease that manifested as a physical allergy, was that you can eat strawberries all day long. You're not allergic to strawberries. I'm allergic to strawberries, so when I eat strawberries, what happens? An abnormal reaction occurs in my body if I'm allergic to it. That's an allergy, as an abnormal reaction to something. So I was allergic to alcohol and drugs because when I ingested them, something different happens than in the normal person. I have plenty of friends and know plenty of people who can go out to the bar, they can have a couple of drinks, and then they go back to work the next day. I have a few friends that can go to a rock concert, do a few drugs, and go back to work the next day, and everything is fine. But that's not what happens to me. When I ingest alcohol or drugs into my system, an abnormal reaction occurs, and it sets off the phenomenon of craving. And I can't stop until I get more. And there's not enough alcohol or drugs in this world to satisfy me.
And rather than being allergic to strawberries, right? Rather than your breathing being cut off, you obsessively need drugs.
Yeah.
Right? It's like it's a survival.
Yeah.
Like instinctually, that's what you need to survive.
Yeah. So they told me all these things. And they said the only way that you can overcome this is through a psychic change. They eased me into things. I didn't know how to come about that psychic change, but someone was there to show me. So I took the 12 steps. I did them in order because that's the way that you got to do them. You know, and somewhere in between there, in between steps 1 and 12, I had this spiritual awakening that resulted with a psychic change. My mind was changed. I no longer obsessed over drinking. I obsess over some other things, you know. But today, I've had that psychic change. I've had that spiritual awakening as the result of the steps. And I don't know where it happened. I don't know if it happened on the first step. I don't know if it happened on the sixth step. I don't know if it happened on the eighth or the ninth. But it happened. And as a result of that, I can sit here today and not think about drinking or using. And it's this beautiful thing that happens. So yes, to answer the question that the reading presented, I have had that psychic change. And I think just as our disease, because the book tells us that our disease is very progressive, I think that we have to live in a progressive spiritual solution and we have to continue to have a psychic change. You know, because where I'm at today, I don't want to still be there in a year from now. No. You know, I want to continue to progress and I want to continue moving forward. And I know that if I continue to do the things that I did when I got here, that will happen. But I feel like I have to do a little bit more as well.
Yeah.
I always have to do more.
You did more drugs.
Yeah.
You drank more alcohol.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true.
What's the point?
I have sponsees who, you know, they'll say, I went to a meeting today already. I don't need to go to another one. I'm like, well, how many times did you drink? You know, did you only drink once when you were out there drinking? Did you only get high once a day?
How many times did you stick that needle in your arm?
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, to answer the question, I've had that psychic change, and I know that others have too, because I see the results.
I love everything you just had to say. I'm listening, I'm totally engrossed, because I'm thinking, like, yeah, that snuck up on me. We were joking beforehand, we're like, how do you have a psychic change? We're like, let's contact the crystal ball. let's hone in, you know? If they had told me from the gate that that's what we were doing, the idea of having a spiritual experience, which I kind of equate with the psychic change, it's so foreign. It's such an alien, crazy concept. You know, I had a psychic change every 5 minutes when I was using, you know.
A
psychotic change, yeah. You know. I'm constantly some different level of psychotic. I think it's crazy. The way that the steps are laid out and the way that this program is laid out is perfect. It's perfectly made for an addict and for an alcoholic just like me to not be able to ruin it and not be able to screw it up. And it comes in that order, and it produces itself. The effects produced by working the steps have kind of the total opposite effect of the effects produced from my drinking and the effects produced from my using.
But a positive high.
Yeah,
it
is a total psychic change, and it happened without my permission even.
I like that you brought that up, because, you know, this program's not theoretical, it's experiential.
Yeah.
And you you know, we happen to go to the same meeting every now and again, and you spoke about that last night in the meeting that we were in, is that these things aren't theoretical, they're experiential. And I know that I had to have not just an experiential, this process couldn't just be theoretical, it had to be experiential, but then it also had to be sensory. You know, I lived for a sensory experience. And if anyone would have told me that this program was going to produce this sensory experience, I don't know if I would have believed them, because I was so caught up on the sensory experiences that I was having before, you know, that drugs produced and that alcohol produced. It's been quite beautiful. And I don't think I could ever go back, you know, because the experiences that I get to have today don't equate to the ones that I had. They don't equate at all.
They don't have the negative consequences with them.
They don't.
And the feelings are so much greater.
Aren't they?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. No, they definitely are.
Thank you all for being here. Madison, Brandon, thank you. We want to thank Stone Valley Recovery again for letting us use their space. If you guys like anything that you've heard here today, anything touches home, reach out to us. We have a hotline. You can check us out on Detox to Rehab. Like, share, comment, and we will be back next week with more fun stuff.